Alicia Reiner is a force to be reckoned with. Not only does she have over 40 film credits alone, but she has won awards both on and off screen, have had numerous praise and reviews, and was even suggested by the IMDb as one of the top three picks for the next Bond girl. During this past South by Southwest, I had the opportunity to sit down with Alicia to discuss her acting. According to her, this passion started at a ripe young age.
I think it's something that I loved doing from the time I was tiny. My aunt told me that when I was little, I was about five on the New York City bus, and she said, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I said, well, I want to sing and dance and paint and act, you know, dabble. Yes, I was a very cosmopolitan woman very early. And then in college, I wrote my college essays about how psychoneurobiochemistry and acting were really the same thing, which I still believe. I'm fascinated by the sciences and by neuroscience in particular, and the chemicals that run through our bodies and our brains naturally, and why they make us do what we do. But for me, when I was really looking at, do I want to be a scientist or do I want to be an actress, I chose acting because I feel like a lot of the time in the sciences, we study why a person is who they are, and we need to group people together just for research and data. And the thing I love about acting and about creating an art is you're trying to make this absolutely amazing, unique thing that is so individual, like we all are as human beings, and yet deeply universal.
The exuberance and excitement she radiated when discussing acting was blatantly evident. Even when I asked her the question of whether she preferred to do either film or theater, her response was simply,
yes.
A yes to all of the above. The reason, though, she was at South by Southwest was because she was not only in one film, but two, both of them winning awards. The first, Kellyanne Cal, won the South by Southwest Game Changer Award for the director Jen McGowan. The second, Fort Tilden, was the grand jury winner for the narrative feature competition. And all of this was at her first South by Southwest.
I've done a lot of festivals. I've never been to this one. It is a madhouse of awesomeness. It's magic. Like, so many creators in so many different areas of art and commerce and really the interwebs. So
yes.
It's kind of awesome, particularly being on a show that started on the internet.
And the show she is talking about that started on the internet is, you've guessed it, Orange is the New Black. On that show, Alicia plays Natalie Figuera, or Fig for short, the manipulative warden's assistant. Since season 2 is premiering June 6, I asked if she could spill any secrets.
Can you spill any secrets for the upcoming season?
If I spill any secrets, I'll end up in Orange myself, but I will tell you, you learn a lot about all the characters, you know, in their relationships, and then as we've seen in season 1, you get some backstory on people, which is really exciting and fun.
And then when asked how has it been working on the set, she replies,
amazing. I feel like I won the actor lotto.
And it sounds like she has indeed. And if you want more information about Alicia, you can check out her website. I'm Emily Reese with KTSW 89.9, and this has been an interview with actress Alicia Reiner.